Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you tonight, and we want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, people of God. If you have not done so already, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. We are indeed excited. We have been experiencing heaven on earth, and I'm telling you, people of God, we expect nothing less than a divine visitation from the Lord on tonight. So we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite someone to come. Invite someone to be here with you on tonight. We're excited for what the Lord is doing. We're so very excited. And people of God, listen. We know that truly there is a word from the Lord on tonight. And so tonight, people of God, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people. Go ahead and invite, tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on and be with you on tonight. Tell them that there is a word from the Lord for them on tonight. Amen. God bless you tonight. We want to welcome you to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Welcome you. Amen, Jesus. We welcome you, those that are listening internationally. We welcome you on tonight. Glory to God. We pray that you came expecting from the Lord. Amen. We came with our cups out on tonight. We pray that the Lord will overflow, that there will be an overflow of your expectancy on tonight. Listen, people of God, the man of God said, if you invite three people, have those three people invite three more people. Amen. So we pray that you did so on tonight. We're not pushing numbers, people of God, but we are pushing the kingdom. We are pushing the kingdom, and we want you, amen, to invite someone else to come and be a part of what God is doing. We're excited, people of God, and when you're excited, you don't mind inviting others. So we pray that you're excited tonight, that you're inviting others to come and to be with you on tonight. Invite them to this word, people of God. Invite them to this platform. Amen. They may be busy, but we want to break into their schedule, and prayerfully they will hear and feel the tug of God, and that they will come and be a part and hear what the Lord has to say. While you're doing that, we want you to also go ahead and get your pencil and paper, get ready, get prepared to hear from the Lord on tonight. We keep stressing it. We know that there is a word from the Lord. We know this. This we know. Amen. And we want to get all we can all we get on tonight. Amen. So glory to God. We're excited. Amen. Welcoming everybody. We want you to be welcome. Listen, welcome you right there in the confines of where you are, whether you're in your home. Amen. Whether you're at work, whether you're in your car, riding home, wherever you are, we just want you to tune in, tune your spirit in to hear what the Lord is saying unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. While you're doing that, just want to recognize my leaders, on tonight. We realize, people of God, that leaders are important. Amen. It's important that we be covered in all that we do and all that we say. So I reverence my leaders on tonight. First and foremost, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving thanks, giving glory unto him on tonight.
The recording has started.
Giving thanks on tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. Esther James. Thanking God for him, our founding father. Thanking God for Mother Carrie James. Amen, Jesus. Giving God praise and thanks for the first family for their sacrifices that have been made throughout the course of these years. We thank God for them, people of God. Listen, consider where you are right now. People of God, somebody made the sacrifice for you to be where you are. Someone made the sacrifice to get into the Word, to study. Someone made the sacrifice to touch God on your behalf. Amen. Somebody made the sacrifice to go into the presence of the Lord to get what was needed from the Lord for you so that he can feed you, that you can be watered, amen, that you can be fertilized, that you can get to the point where you are now. So just thanking God for our leaders on the night, thanking God on tonight for our spiritual leader on tonight, none other than, glory be to God, Apostle, Prophet Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for Lady Rachel, the woman of God that stands by his side. Amen. Out of Trinidad, giving God thanks and praise on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, and Lady Doris Tina. Thanking God for her, the woman of God that stands by his side, people of God. Thanking God on tonight for all of our PNN advisors, each and every one of them in their respective places and what God has called them to as being a part of this outreach ministry. We give God thanks. We give God praise for them on tonight, each and every one of them. Glory to God. Now 3 years, April 6th, make 3 years, people of God, that we were called together for this work, for a time such as this. We give God thanks and praise on tonight for our prayer warrior on tonight. Glory to God. Thanking God tonight for our scripture reader. We just thank God for all of the leaders that come to this line to hear what the Lord has to say. Those that come in their time of reprieve so that they can be refueled, that they can be revived, that they can be refreshed by the word that comes forth on this line. So we thank God for all leaders and people of God. Listen, most importantly, we thank God for you, each of you. We thank God on tonight for those of you that are listening by Facebook. We understand that our Facebook audience has grown exponentially. Sometimes it's easier to connect through Facebook because of the connectivity of the phone lines or whatever. But listen, people of God, we just want to let you know in advance, if you're listening by Facebook, amen, when it's time, amen, for the man of God to pray, you're going to need to dial in. You're going to need to dial in to get your prayer request in. You're going to need to dial in. And let me go ahead and drop that number to you right now so that you can write it down so that when it's time for prayer or whatever, you already have it available. And that number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. So we want you to be prepared. Amen. When it's time for prayer or the time for praise, we want you to open those lines. We want you to jump on those lines accordingly. Amen. So that you can get in, glory to God, to give your prayer petition. So we give God thanks and praise for those of you that are listening by radio. God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you. We know that our radio listening audience is growing as well, and we do thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Same goes if you would like to get your prayer request in. Listen, you got to make that sacrifice to call in that self-same number, the 339-209-6891. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God. Listen, we just want to get the preliminaries out of the way because we want you to get the ultimate fulfillment of your presence here on tonight. Amen. We don't want you to leave lacking nothing. We want you to feel, amen, in your heart, your spirit, most of all, your spirit, your soul. We want you to leave here on tonight being impacted by what the Lord has said. Amen. So, people of God, listen, one more time, if you've not invited anybody, we want you to go ahead and invite a couple of people. Go ahead and invite right now. Invite, invite, invite. We're getting ready to sanctify the line on tonight. We are getting ready, people of God, and we're going to have our prayer, amen, Jesus. Then right after our prayer, we're going to have our scripture reading. People of God, listen, we want you to, again, jump out on your social media page. Let someone know that we're here, that we're alive, and that you would love to have them to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Don't miss this opportunity, people of God. Don't miss this opportunity. Amen. So tonight we're going to ask for Missionary Fan if she would come with our prayers to sanctify the line on tonight. And then immediately after her will be none other than Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. Glory to God. In that order, God bless you, Missionary Fan.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, giving your name the praise, giving your name the glory, giving your name the honor, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for this present time. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us to come once again, Lord God, in your presence. We come tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, each and every one of us, Lord God, that came, Lord God, to hear, Father, from you. We ask you, Lord God, to look upon us and, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God, of all our sins, Lord God, all our iniquities, Lord God, all transgression. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that we may have said, anything that we may have done, Lord God, that wasn't like you, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, and create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within us tonight, Lord God, and let, Lord God, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you tonight, Lord God. Tonight, we come tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, thanking you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you right now, Lord God, for allowing us to come back, Lord God, on this night to hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for these nights of revival, Lord God, to come revive our spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and come, Lord God, to remind us, Lord God, of your word, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, your promises, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way. Let your will be done in the name of Jesus. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look on each and every one of us, far and near, Lord God, no matter where we are, Lord God. We asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and bless us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you for every woman, boy, and girl, Lord God, that's on the line, Lord God. Perhaps there's some new, Lord God, that was invited, Lord God, first time, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to open up the blinded eyes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the deaf ears, Lord God, that we may hear what the Spirit would say unto us tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, expecting, Lord God, for you to move, Lord God, on our behalf, in the name of Jesus. Touch, heal, deliver, set free, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, wipe away the tears, Lord God. Look on every mother, Lord God, that have lost, Lord God, a child, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way, Lord God, this night. Let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless the man of God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, bless him, Lord God, for just being obedient unto you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for him. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look on Minister Bradley tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to bless her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen her, Lord God. Renew her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, fresh wind, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have thine own way. In the name of Jesus, let your choice anointing fall on us tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, give your name the glory, give your name the honor, what you are so doing. We praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up this night. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley tonight, to the PNA and advisors and prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, the 1st to the 12th verse. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marvel to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy precious shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. I have read to you the 3rd chapter of Proverbs, the 1st through the 12th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight, Missionary Fan. We are indeed excited on tonight for what the Lord is about to do. Listen, we have just been in revival. I tell you, we have literally been in revival. Amen. And we want you to, again, people of God, to go ahead and invite your people. Now, I have invited my people. I think I've invited about 12 people. So have you invited your 3 people? If you haven't, we want you to take time out to go ahead and invite now. Invite people of God while we prepare to get ready for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, I know that this is the last night that the man of God, amen, is scheduled to be with us, people of God, but I'm already pulling for more. Amen. I'm already pulling for more. What about you, people of God? I tell you, I have really been, my soul has truly been blessed. Amen. Thanking God for this man of God who comes, amen, Jesus, to be with us. People of God, he's been with us a very long time, and we thank God for him. Amen, Jesus. And as he said, he's one of the advisors. Yep. Amen. So we might as well go ahead and make it official. Amen. It will be such an honor. Glory to God. Amen. While you're doing that, people of God, listen, just want to, amen, give you just a brief sketch of the bio of the man of God. While I'm doing this, we want you to go ahead and invite. We want you to invite, people of God. It's about reaching souls. It's about reaching the people of God. It's about getting this word into the heart, into the spirit of someone, because it's not the will of God that anyone would perish, but that all would come to repentance. Amen. And there's a word being declared in the earth at this time here on this Prayer News Network. And people of God, we want you to help us to get the word out to the people. Amen. So while I'm doing this, people of God, again, we want you to take a moment, go ahead and invite 2 or 3 people. While we, amen, give you just a brief sketch of the bio of the man of God, amen, the prophet, amen, the man of God, the speaker that God has ordained for this hour, Prophet Virgil L. Postel. He is a well-known pastor. He's a CEO. He's an author. He's a spiritual leader. He was born in the United States, and at age 12, he gave his life to the Lord. He then, people of God, since then, he has been devoted to ministry, and at age 14, he began his ministry. He is the pastor of Elohim's Revival Center International, a church that has served the community for many years down there near Alachua, Florida. People of God, this man of God, is, amen. He's a CEO. He's a entrepreneur, amen. Many, many, many business ventures, amen. He's a chief executive officer of KMI, the Fellowship of Churches Worldwide. And he as well is recognized as a spiritual father of many sons and daughters throughout the United States and abroad. He, people of God, has also served as a formal apostolic leader of over 15 ministries, national and international. This man of God has a bachelor's degree of arts in international business, specializing in logistics management, and a minor in public administration from Ashford University. This man of God also holds his bachelor's degree, amen, business administration, specializing in entrepreneurship, and an honorary doctorate degree in Christian education. Glory be to God. Amen. This man of God has served as the provost and dean of education at New Eden School of Ministry. Can somebody tell the Lord, thank you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. He has founded several companies, including the Postel Ministries, Relax Handmade Apostasy, You and I Fragrance Line, Kingdom Inc. Publishing Company, and Red Elephant Footwear. He, as stated, is an author. He has authored 10 books and 2 journals. This man of God is a certified professional life coach, loan signing agent of the state of Florida, RON agent of the USA, social media influencer, and podcast host. He is a PhD student at the University of Arizona Global Campus with a degree in organizational development and leadership, specializing in leadership diversity. Throughout his career, Prophet Virgil Postel has touched the lives of countless of individuals, inspiring them to lead a life centered on faith, hope, and love. He continues to be a guiding light to many and a source of inspiration to all who seek to walk in the path of righteousness. Amen. Glory to God. So again, people of God, tonight, you want to invite someone to come and hear the word from the Lord on tonight. While now we introduce to some and present to others none other than God's appointed speaker for tonight, his oracle for tonight, people of God, receive the prophet Virgil L. Postel. God bless you, man of God. We see you on the platform, man of God, but I take your phone off mute. Star 6 one more time. Not getting anything, not coming across yet. Let's see, hold on a minute. Okay, I believe we're trying to reconnect, people of God. Just give us one moment. Amen. While we are getting connected here, amen, Jesus, listen, we want you to go ahead and invite someone to come and hear the word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Go ahead and invite someone to come be with you on tonight. Listen, convince them, compel them to come on tonight. Amen. God bless you, man of God. Not getting anything from you yet. Amen.
Can you hear me now, woman of God?
Now we can hear you. God bless you, man of God. You have the platform.
Can you hear me now, woman of God?
Yes. Yes, we can. We can hear you. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you, too. I'm trying to.
Looks like he's going back out on us again.
Hey, man, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can. Yes, sir.
We're going to go over what we have. All right. I'm going to have to use my. All right. Tonight, I do apologize. The enemy is just trying to be busy, but to God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We give out honor and praise on tonight for all of you. We thank God for everyone in their respectful places. We give God praise for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. We thank God for Mother Carrie James. We honor the Lord for Bishop and Apostle Samuel Huggins James. And we thank God for Bishop K.A. Tenner. We thank God for all those, our leaders, those who are here with me on tonight for my ministry. We honor those, my sons and daughters, and mentees on tonight. We thank God for all of you. We honor PNN Network and its advisors. We give God praise for the hard work that you put into building God's kingdom. We thank God for the woman of God who has labored so dearly and tirelessly building the ministry of God. For the evangelist herself, Evangelist Annette Bradley, we thank God for her on tonight. Amen. Amen. We're going to come from Samuel tonight. If you have your Bibles, we're not going to prolong the time. First Samuel chapter 2. And Minister Bradley, if you can make sure that I am still heard on your end. Amen.
Yes, you are, sir.
1 Samuel chapter 1. And we're going to begin at verse 2 on tonight. Amen. And he had two wives, speaking of Elkanah. The name of one wife was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah did not. Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah more, but the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, went she to the house of the Lord. So she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaiden and remember me and not forget thine handmaiden, but will give unto thy handmaiden a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli mocked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart only. Her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drinking. Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away that wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I poured my soul out before the Lord. Count not that handmaiden before the daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked him. Ask 1 Samuel chapter 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2. First Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1. And Herod prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies because I have rejoiced in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth, for the Lord is God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry cease, so that the barren have borne seven, and she that have many children is waxed feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For those are the earth of the Lord, and he have set the world upon them. Verse 20. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, Lord, give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home. And the Lord visited Hannah so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Lord. I want to borrow your time tonight with a particular topic or subject matter. And it will simply be, you may laugh at me now, but you will cry later. You may laugh at me now, but you will cry later. Scripture where a woman by the name of Hannah and Peninnah, they share a particular spouse. They share a husband. And one of them is fortunate enough to be the bearer of seed. She's not only fortunate enough to be a bearer of seed, but she's also fortunate enough to be the bearer of 10 sons or more than 10 sons. She's also known for being able to not only have these children, but she's a bully. She provokes her adversary, and she takes digs at her, and she tries to make her feel uncomfortable. She makes her feel miserable. But when you go down at the confines of the context of the scripture, you begin to wonder something about their names. And the name of Hannah and Peninnah, as we know in biblical terms, they name people bay things or things that had a significance or purpose towards God or a certain value in instrument. So when you look up the word Hannah and knowing the Greek or Hebrew meaning, Hannah's name is fortunately, it's a type of name that is for grace, a female name. It's grace or favor. Hannah is known for her name. It's grace, but it doesn't seem like that Hannah has this grace because she's barren. She's unable to conceive and produce. Her womb has been shut up and has been closed off. But then we find that Elkanah has a wife by the name of Peninnah. Many would call her Peninnah, but we call her Peninnah. And so when you look up the name Peninnah, it means pearl. And so the last time I checked, pearls are a costly jewel. It's a costly stone that is produced out of agitation. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Now, I eat oysters, and for those of you that don't eat them, then God bless you. I eat oysters, and sometimes you may run into a pearl. And so a pearl now is formed in the oyster when sand or beach sand gets inside of the membranes of the oyster shell or the clam shell, and it begins to cause agitation. It causes friction. It causes frustration. It causes discomfort, and it causes a little bit of pain, because when it begins to get ready to spell this thing out, it dislodges itself on the inside of it. And so every now and again, you may find an oyster. I don't know if you watch the YouTube videos where they're shucking the shells of the oysters and they're shucking for pearls. And every now and again, you'll find one of those oysters the size of a man's hand that has went through a whole lot of agitation, a whole lot of frustration, a whole lot of pain and agony. But it went through it and end up, when they cut it open, you find that there's a blue pearl in there. There's a red pearl. There's a yellow pearl. There's a green pearl, amethyst-looking pearl. There are all kinds of different color pearls on the inside of this oyster, displaying its pain, its frustration. But when we look at the scripture and look at the relationship between Hannah and Penina, we find that there's something very strange about this relationship, because it is opposite of what it should be. In fact, now it is backwards. When you look at it now, Hannah's name means, God have mercy. Hannah's name means grace. And Penina's name means pearl. And it, you would seem that the pearl requires grace to be formed inside of the shell. But now we see a pearl now doing the opposite of its creation. Y'all don't hear me. And sometimes in life, we end up running into people, places, and things that does the inverted nature of what they were created to do. They act outside of their assignment. They behave obscure to who they're supposed to be. And matter of fact, they turn around and pick at you. They laugh at you and mock you. But you should be looking at them saying, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Now, how you going to pick at me when you're acting outside of your own character? But tell somebody tonight that's in the room with you in your house or riding with you in the car, be careful how you treat me. Now, you may laugh at me now, but you're going to cry a little later. Find that we have these two particular women here, and now we have discovered that a pearl has the ability to frustrate the grace of God in your life. Come on, somebody here. The value of a pearl. As a matter of fact, that it is well known that Queen Elizabeth had learned a trade secret from her ancestors, that the women in the family, the duchesses and the princesses and those that were queen consorts, those that were part of the female lineage and their wives, they were given pearls from her. As a matter of fact, that when she passed, they wore pearls to signify. They wore pearls to honor her. Come on. So a pearl now has symbolism. It means something. It's valuable. It's powerful. Now, what do you do when that which is valuable and powerful turn out to be your worst enemy? Now, it turn out to be the very thing that make you get on your knees and call on Jesus for help. There's something about a valuable thing that's meant to make you smile and make you look good, to turn out to be the thing to make you cry. But when we look at the context of the scripture, we find this woman of God who is struggling to have a child. She's mocked day in and day night, all night. She's poked at and picked on. She's judged and made to feel inferior because she is missing her fertility. It seems as if God has forgotten her. And she is even going to the church, and even the man of God himself can't even discern that there's a need going on in her spirit. She goes and she begins to pray within herself because nobody understands. Even her own husband don't understand that she was tired of being poked at. She wake up in the morning and she can't fix cereal for nobody because nobody's there. When she see that Hannah, when she see that Penina is taking her children to Sabbath school, and she realizes, wait a minute, I can't take nobody there because I don't have nobody. When she realizes that she not seeing her children being taught and raised by a nanny, she look at it, and Penina comes and intentionally walk by her house every day. She does it like clockwork, Evangelist Bradley. She knows what window she sits by in her house. She knows what time she goes out the door. She knows what time that she checks the post. She knows what time she's waiting on her husband to come off from work. She knows what time that she does everything. She has her schedule down pat. And every day she waits for the show up ace so she can pick at her, so she can poke at her, so she can take digs at her. She had provoked her sore. See, when you look at the scripture, one must realize that when it came to Hannah, she had to be a real saved woman. She couldn't be Bonquita. She couldn't be Keisha and Tasha from the projects, because every day they would have been fighting in the streets. You would have found lace fronts, tracks, and all that stuff laying side the road every day. But because she was a woman of integrity and good character, y'all don't hear me, there's something about keeping yourself in posture, in position. When you need God to move for you, don't change your righteousness for the enemy. Y'all don't hear me. What we do is that we change our righteousness for the enemy and expect God to still move. But you can't change your righteousness for the enemy. When you look at what Hannah did, Hannah, the same woman she was, she didn't give him no lips, she didn't give him no mouth, she kept the same pace. She kept the same stride, and she kept moving and kept on digging and kept doing what she needed to do. And every time she would go to church and go and pray and say, God, I need you to move for me. Penina was waiting on her and said, see there, you still ain't got no baby. You still ain't got no child. And she was still faithful to the call. She still prayed until the Lord gave her what she needed. The amazing thing of the text is that when you look at Hannah and Penina's relationship, that she did all that she could do to destroy her character, but she took her through an emotional abuse, an emotional roller coaster. She did everything in her power to destroy and demean her. She did everything in her power to wipe her out. She did everything in her power to make her go through depression, make her go through postpartum, any type of issue. She did everything she could to try to weigh in on her mindset, to be on her brain. She did everything to make her feel like she was nothing at all. She crushed her spirit. She tried to dampen her soul. It got to the point that she started going through depression. How do you know she was a man of God? Because the Bible says that Elkanah came home and she refused to eat. She was getting ready to go into a deep depression. She had to catch herself and realize, I got to get to the church to save my soul. That she could do. But she kept taking digs. The Bible says that she kept digging at him. Until the story changed. See, the enemy could only fight you till your story changes. When your story changes, the enemy loses ammunition. Let me tell you something. The enemy will plague you with them being the ones that's poking at you and laugh at you and mock you because you ain't won yet. Oh, the enemy is crafty enough to make it seem like that you're not going to win. Will make you step out of position if you're not careful to your prayer. But let me tell you something tonight. Don't you let the enemy push you out of position in this season, because the Lord is getting ready to bless you. But if you let the devil push you out of position, then this season you're going to forfeit your blessing. And the enemy knows that if he can get you out of character, he can knock you out of alignment. He can knock you out of alignment, out of position. He can knock you around. And you'll be trying to figure out, how did I get here? How did this happen to me? The enemy wants to pressure you. See, the only thing, the difference between us and Hannah is this, is that our patience is thin. See, the enemy comes out of the way of the patience of the saints. And he's doing everything he can to fight you and resist you. But let me tell you something. It's a lot of stuff that we call the devil was a lot of stuff God's trying to do in us. God can't deliver your atmosphere until he deliver you. Lord Jesus, help me. The Lord can't set you free from the issue that you're facing until he deal with your attitude. Holy Ghost, somebody. And so God got some of us in positions where our backs are against the wall until we get free. See, he'll use provocation, not to provoke you, but to put you in a position that you call him for deliverance. And so what it is going on now in our lives is that we're so busy trying to fight against the situation and can't see that there's demons holding us hostage. We can't move to the left or the right because we held hostage by our own demons. And the Lord keeps saying, I'm trying to show you yourself. If you ever get free, we're going to get to the shout and dance after a while, but I got to help you understand stuff. If you ever get free, your situation will change. Your atmosphere change. If you ever get your heart over into the house of God, into the heart of God like it should be, your whole atmosphere shift. Your environment will change. You want your boss to get saved. You got to stop lying. Uh-oh. You can't be a part-time liar and want your boss to get saved when they're telling the truth about your behavior in the workplace. Lord, have mercy, help me. You can't expect God to move for you. Look at this. Hannah caught herself before she was overtaken. She got up and went to church. She said, no, you won't get me. You won't get me. I'm not slipping up this time. I'm not falling to the crack. You won't get me at all. I am going to the church. She went to the church. Not only did she go to the church, but the Bible says that she went and she sat down and kneeled, woman of God. The Bible says she went in her spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She went in her spirit. She locked herself in, and she began to pray. She began to talk to the Lord, not about her situation, not about her situation being provoked. Watch this. Her prayer had nothing to do with she picking on me. Ooh, God, help me. Her prayer had nothing to do with she trying to hurt me. But her prayer was, God, if you do it for me, I vow to give it back to you. See, we're trying to get God to do stuff to people. I don't know why I'm here. But we're trying to get God to do stuff to people. And the Lord is trying to get you to do something for your own soul. You can't see past your own heart. But the Bible says that after Hannah started having babies, the Bible said, for every child that Hannah had, there was a funeral going on. Peninnah's child died. Let me tell you something. Your enemies, on tonight, your enemies are getting ready to cry. I don't know who you are and where you are, but everything that's been done to you, everything your enemy's ever done to you, the Lord said tonight your enemies are getting ready to cry. He's getting ready to bring them down to the same tears, but an even heavier grief they've tried to inflict on you. Because you have been toiling and toiling. But the Lord said tonight he wants to set your life on a course that you receive your blessing. Your miracle, that which he has called to be yours, but he's requiring a vow, an exchange. He's requiring that you give him something in exchange. What are you going to offer him tonight? What are you going to give him? What are you going to give up tonight? Because Hannah was willing to give him up. She didn't want the child for herself. She was willing to give the child up. Not only was she willing to give the child up, she was willing to do what she had to do. And so because of that, her tears, she went in private intercession. And the Lord heard her. And he moved on her behalf. And when he moved on her behalf, she blessed him. She praised him. She thanked God. And not because she thanked God, because not only he blessed her with the seed, but then watch this. The man of God said, wait a minute. You went without a seed. You gave up your child. Now let me pray that God bless you with some more children. She had the man of God now touching and agreeing with her. You can't have people praying with you when you ain't in alignment. You got to be in alignment with God. Amen, church? So the pearl itself, when you look at Hannah and Penina, the pearl itself goes through stages. But you would think, opposite of this, the pearl takes its stages that it would use to produce itself or be produced inside of a shell. And it begins to do the same thing that it would normally be done to itself. See, when you look at Hannah and Penina's relationship, Hannah is the grace. Penina is the pearl. I want you to see this. The pearl now goes through pain, goes through, it's knocked around, it's rough, it's produced not out of a gentle process. But pearls are produced out of a discomfort. It's produced out of a very discomfort, and it's not pearl. But when a pretty pearl begins to take the process in which it was made out of or made from and take it begins to take you through that process, there's something wrong. But watch this. It took something valuable to cause her to produce seed. It took something that is created out of obscurity to cause her to produce seed. It reminded Grace of its position. It reminded her of who she was really supposed to be. It reminded her that she was supposed to be submissive unto God and to find her hope in Christ and go and seek God, and he would be the one provided for. It took her through the ups and the downs. It took her through every knock and every breach. Just like everything in your life, the enemy's taking you every knock, every breach, every bump and every push around. The enemy's fighting you, toiling against you with everything he has. Last night, the Lord cut you loose for those that wanted to be free. He set you free. And tonight, the Lord wants to make sure that you get what it is yours. He want to make sure that your riches is yours. He want to make sure you receive all that your name is attached to. For that person that is looking for that house and expecting the loan to fail, the Lord said if you turn your face to the right place, believe in him with all your heart, he will give you the closing and you won't have to worry about it. The house will be yours. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. When you have seen the hand of the Lord move for someone else for so long, woman of God, I'm going to see if these work now. Let me know if you can hear me. Seen the hand of the Lord move for so long. Not be taken from you. You see God moving and as to say There's nothing the devil can do to take that which God has promised you. And we're in a season now in our lives that we've cried for a long time. People have laughed at us and mocked us. People have poked at us and pushed at us and made us feel like that we were inferior, made us feel like that we didn't have anything, made us feel like that we're going to be failures. Let me tell you something. I remember that I would have to walk to the bank to cash my little old checks and walk home. And I watched church members ride past me on the road and blow their horn and wave. I remember I would walk to church, and I would see the pastor, and I would see other church members ride past me on the road, blow their horn, and they would meet me at the church. Rain, sleet, or snow, I would see them do it. I would see them do it. Watch them do it. Watch them blow at me. And I know sometimes you say, Lord, when is it going to be my turn? When am I coming up next to the bat? When am I going to be free and be able to get the things that I need? When am I going to be able to walk out of this? When am I going to be able to see a change and a shift in my own life? How long do I have to stay right here and worry about how this going to get paid and that going to get paid? But I come to tell somebody tonight, not long. What change is on the way for you tonight, and God has a plan in place to financially bless you, not just in money, but in wealth and health and in prosperity. God's going to turn your situation all the way around because he's seen your tears. Have you stayed consistent? Stay consistent in prayer and intercession. Many of you stayed praying faithfully. You didn't turn away. You kept your face to God. You didn't care how bad it looked and how hard it looked, but you kept your face to God, and you still stand there praying and seeking God's face, saying, God, how long? I'm still faithful. How long it's going to take? But the Lord said, now is your time to be blessed. Now is your time to be blessed. Now is your time to walk in financial increase. It's time for your health to line up. It's time for your body to come into alignment. It's time for your household to get saved. Come on, somebody. We've been praying for the same, but we get saved for you. It's time now. It's time for us to be freed up from certain prayers that we may move in other areas of our life and ministry and begin to pray for other things. Time for us to be able to do what God has called us to do. Reach those who we are anointed to reach. We should have to spend hours and hours praying for the same thing for year after year. It's time now for us to move on to another place. It's time for us to step into the place that God has called us to. It's time for us to walk in that anointing that God has spoke over our lives. It's time for us to receive the power of God and the miracles of God that God has promised unto us. It is our time, and our time is right now. Because we can't allow ourselves to keep toiling in the same place and wrestling in the same place and fighting in the same place and dealing with the same stuff over and over again. How long we going to keep complaining before we get up and say, God, I'm ready? Hannah could no longer sit there. She could no longer tolerate the situation. She could no longer tolerate what was going on. She could no longer take it another day. She drew a line in the sand and said, God, I'm tired. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of fighting the same thing. I want this thing resolved. The Bible says she went to the church, came to Jesus. Just as she was, she didn't want nobody to pray for her. She didn't go tell the priest. She didn't go to a prophet. She said, I'm going by myself. I don't care if anybody receive me, anybody understand me, but I'm going to get free. And she went to go get free. She laid her all on the altar. She said, it's me, oh Lord. It's me, your handmaid. It's me, God. It's the faithful one that's praying and interceding. It's the faithful one that's crying out. It's the faithful one that's waiting on a move. It's the faithful one, oh God, that's waiting for it to stop, for the warfare to stop, for the finances to turn around. It's me, God, that's waiting for it to shift. It's me. I know. Stand under the Isaiah. It's me, God, on tonight. It's me saying I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for a shift in my life. I'm ready, oh God, for you to endow me with power. I'm tired of praying on the same level. I'm tired of speaking in the same tongues. I'm ready for elevation in you. I'm ready for a new mantle in you. I'm ready for change. I'm ready for a shift. Yes, yes, God. Yes, God. I'm ready for a change. I'm ready for, oh, God, that you would lay your hand on the posture of my situation and that you would break the back of the enemy tonight. You would shatter everything the devil's trying to do to me. I'm ready, God, for you to move like never before. I'm ready, oh, God, to receive. God, yes, Lord, align me tonight, God, that I receive my blessing. I receive my blessing. I receive my blessing. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for God to do it. Six witches. Hear me now. God just spoke this to me a few minutes ago. Six witches will die this year. Before the end of this year, six witches, six prominent witches, six prominent witches of witchcraft will die this year. They have played a key role to hinder prophets and ministries from prospering. They will die this year. The Lord just said, he says, six witches will die this year. Before the end of this year, six witches will be in the ground, 6 feet under. And that's going to alleviate a whole lot of warfare that many of you that are under the sound of my voice right now don't even know that some of your relatives, your close friends, or your husbands or boyfriends have went to bewitch you and curse you. But the Lord says tonight the curse shall be broken. It shall be shattered. He renders it null and void and mute this hour. And he cuts you free by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. But we're saying, how long? How long, God, do I have to keep wrestling with this place? And the Lord keeps saying, not long. We didn't heard that a long time, but not long. You ain't got long. You ain't got long. And you don't have long. Not now you don't have long. Because this is your season to be blessed. This is your season to reap what God has for you. This is your season to walk in liberty. This is your season to walk in freedom. This is your season to receive your healing and your breakthrough. This is your season right now to be moved in the next level of God. This is your season to see clearly in the spirit. This is your season to walk in the fullness of Christ. This is your season to be free and in liberty to do what God has called you to do. This is your season. This is your season to be unhindered. This is your season to be unshackled. This is your season to be unbound. This is your season to speak those things to be not as though they were. Because you've cried and they mocked at you, called you names. They said you were a false leader. They said you were crazy. They said you didn't know what you was talking about. They said you might as well shut the doors to the church. They said that you wasn't going to never make it. But look at you now. You're here. You're alive. You made it. You survived. It may be on a rock and oxen, but you survived. It may be shaky, and you may need some nails to put it together and hold it up together, but you survived. You made it because you kept the faith. You made it because you stayed steadfast, unmovable, always abiding, and the work of the Lord. You made it. You made it because you trust in him. You made it because you trust in him. You made it because you believe in him. That loved one that you're crying out for that's in the hospital right now, the Lord said it shall be healed. They shall be healed in Jesus' name. It's going to be a long road to recovery, but healing is their portion on tonight. Keep the faith and keep praying and speaking life over them. Healing is their portion on tonight. In the name of Jesus, you have made it this far by faith. Lean trusted on God. Hannah received. And when she received from the Lord, every time she gave birth, there was a funeral down at the adversary's house. Every time she gave birth. A child of her adversaries died. Every time. Every time that she gave birth. Every time that you produce. Every time that you receive. Now, don't you celebrate in wrongdoing. Because I see a heart trying to turn. And a heart of stone trying to turn in the direction that it shouldn't. And a heart of stone trying to puff up itself in pride and be ready and prepared to mock and to apply God's name to mess. Don't you do that. Don't you do it. Because whatever the Lord do, he going to do with a clean sweep and a clean cut. And you ain't going to be able to get nothing and be able to say nothing about it. You have to be, you'll be able to pray grace over them and mercy over them because you're going to feel sorry for them. And see, the moment, see, many of us are not ready because we are not going to feel sorry for nobody because we still angry. We still got anger. Get delivered in your heart, and the Lord will do it for you. You're holding your own self up from being free. You want God to do it, but he wants you free. See, God wants to produce power out of you. He wants to give you what you want, but you got to want it. That means you got to be able to be willing and want to get free. In Jesus' name, listen to me tonight. I'm getting ready to stop right here so I can have time to minister. When Hannah went to God, the first thing she did was she went to God for her need. She did not take her adversary. She did not take the problem. Her problem was that she was being bothered, but she had an issue. Her issue was she felt unfulfilled. She felt incomplete as a woman because she did not have seed. Listen, when Hannah went to God, it had nothing to do with Penina. She took Hannah to God. Not Penina. And when she took Hannah to God, this is going to help you tonight. When she took Hannah to God, it was God who moved for Hannah. And then he judged Penina. Y'all don't hear me in here. If you want God to move for you, instead of moving your enemy out of the way, you go to God and say, God, I'm coming for me. And he'll move the rest on his own. He'll do it himself. He'll do it himself. He'll do it himself. He'll do it himself without delay, without denial. I see a liver. I don't know if it's laceration or I don't know what it is, but I see a liver. I don't know if somebody needs a liver. I don't know if it's a roast of a liver, but I see a liver. I speak healing to your liver now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare wholeness to your liver. Wholeness to your liver. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, you won't have to have transplants. And if you do require anything, it'll be God's hand that give it to you. And it won't be a delay or denial. You'll get it swiftly. And your body won't reject it. If you do need a liver that needs to be transplanted, you won't reject it. Your body will receive it wholly. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. When you surrender it up and give it over to God, you receive from him in a way that you have not received before. You've got to let go. Get out of his way. See the hand of the Lord move for your life. Tonight, many of us like Hannah. And we're crying. It has us in an uncomfortable place. We're crying. Many of us crying because we want God to revenge and take vengeance for us. Many of us are crying because we're hurting, because we are lacking. The Lord will answer if you go to him about you. Hannah vowed to God about her. had nothing to do with Penina. Penina pushed her, but Hannah took herself to church. She could have stayed in that house and battled her depression by herself. But she didn't. She didn't battle it by herself. She took it to church. Hannah knew it was a problem when she stopped eating. Because she got the best of the best. He loved her more than 10 sons. So she got the best. The Bible said he brought her the best. He loved her more than he even loved Penina. And his children brought her the finest of everything. Still wasn't enough to make her happy. You may have everything that you want and still be unhappy. Tonight, the Lord wants to free some things off of you tonight as well, but he also wants to pour into you. Many of you have been waiting on some stuff to come, some stuff been held up, inheritance, money, kind of stuff that been held up for your finances, land, company and ideas and all kind of investments been held up. But the Lord said tonight he's pouring into your hands, into your bank accounts. Some of your health is not where it should be. And you're hiding it because you don't want nobody to know how sick you really are. Tonight the Lord said he's going to bring healing to your body and to your house. He's going to heal your total man. Your total man tonight. Not half your man, your total man. Some people are struggling, trying to figure out if they want to go back to school or not. The Lord said he'll give you the scholarship if you just tell him you want to go. He'll honor it. He'll honor it. I'm not going to go all the way down the list of what's in the spirit, but I'm going to stop right there. If there's anybody on here that want to be saved tonight, if you heard the word on tonight, last night, the night before, and said, man of God, I heard the word. I want to be saved. If you want to renew your vow tonight, if you're backsliding, you want to come on back home. So, Lord, I want to renew my vow. You press star 6 and come over to the platform. If you say, man of God, tonight, I'm looking for a church home, press star 6 and come to the platform. And Evangelist Bradley will have a directory for you that you can choose from, a place that you can be put. If you say, man of God, I'm a leader, I'm a pastor, and I need covering, star 6 is up to the platform. Evangelist Bradley will be able to help you with that. Whatever it is, if you hear me under the sound of your voice and you say, man of God, you may be my leader. Pray about it and get with Minister Bradley. But I say pray about it first. Give Minister Bradley, she'll tell you how to reach me after you pray. If that's any of you tonight, out of those that I called and listed, press star 6 and come to the platform tonight. I'm not praying for issues yet. I want to cover people's need for covering salvation, deliverance, restoration to their house, restoration to their soul. So I'm praying for salvation tonight. Those who are seeking church covering, church homes, church leadership, and those who are backsliders. So press star 6 if that's you tonight and come over to the platform so that we can pray the prayer of salvation and restoration over you. And also we can place you if you need to be placed in a ministry. Amen? We give you time to come. Give you time to come tonight. Hannah made a decision. Some of you are walking in a valley of decisions tonight, and you've got to decide what it is that you're going to do, which way you're going to go. If you're on Facebook on the radio side, dial in tonight and press star 6. Come on in. We offer Christ to you. We open the door, extend the right hand of fellowship to you, whatever it is you need. Now is your time. Now is your time. We'll give you a few minutes. Yes, Lord. Evangelist Bradley, is anybody attempting to come on the platform?
Praise the Lord, man of God. Not yet. We do not see anybody coming over.
Yes, Lord. in a few minutes, and then we're going to move over to open lines. I don't know if you could hear me earlier.
Yeah, man of God, it seems like we miss you. Praise the Lord, man of God. It seems like we've lost you again. Okay, you are. God bless you.
Did anybody come over to the platform?
No, sir. No one's on the platform.
Amen. Tonight it says you, the prayer. Man of God, I'm ready for God, what God has for me. I'm ready for my blessings. I'm ready for all the things that God has promised me. And I'm going to just touch and agree with you on tonight. Amen. When you come tonight, if you come to prayer for the please provide your name. Come for prayer. Please provide your name and the request of your prayer. Amen. So that we can make sure that we call for the Lord tonight. Amen. And make sure we'll be able to call your name out. Prayer on tonight. For anything, come on. Press star 6 if you need prayer for anything on tonight. Come over to the platform.
Hello, my name is Camila, and I'm ready for whatever it is that God has for me. And yesterday, I know we prayed for direction, but I am definitely ready for whatever God has for me, and however that goes, I'm ready for my blessings. I'm ready for all of the things.
Amen. Amen. Father, I pray now for the woman of God. I lift her up to you now in the name of Jesus, my daughter, God, that you would strengthen, you would cover, oh God. Lord, even now that this season that she's getting the answer, God, this next level, this next phase of ministry, Father, I pray now that you would guide and direct her steps, oh God. You will cover her walk even now, God, from danger seen and unseen, God. We bind warfare that will come from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We hinder witchcraft in the airways over her life even now, God, and we send it back to the bosom of the sender, God. And whatever, oh God, that you commission her to do, God, whatever she's released to do in this season, Master, Father, cover her works now. Father, cover her hands now. Keep her safe even now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And this is Ella Packer. God bless you, man of God. This is Ella Packer. Look, I made it this far. I made it. And so I'm ready for whatever God has for me. I'm ready to do whatever he wants me to do. I am ready for all that God has for me.
Yes, Lord. Amen. God, we lift up the woman of God to you tonight. God, that she will strengthen her body.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord, that you will strengthen her body. God, you will strengthen the worn areas of her body even now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, that you will bless the work of her hand, oh God. You said beautiful are the feet of those that carry the gospel of the good news. Father, we pray, God, that every door that she walk in, oh God, that she's a beacon of hope, a beacon of light, oh God. And Father, we pray right now for everything that you've commissioned and getting ready to commission her to do in this season. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Father, in advance for elevation. We bless you, oh God, in change and transformation, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. That's your holy name right now. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for her life. We thank you, God, for the service that she's getting ready to render in the earth on your behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. We honor the Lord, woman of God. Elevation is coming. Elevation is coming. When I say elevation, that's why your warfare has been so strange and so unusual for the last 2 to 3 years, I hear the Lord say.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
3 years, but I hear the Lord say, tell you the elevation, mm-hmm. You pass, I got shaken. You pass the test. You pass the test. The Lord say, it's your now season. And elevation is nigh your dwelling. Elevation is coming, woman of God. It is coming. Your weeping day, crying night. Mm-hmm. You put on a good smile for 3 years, and people didn't know how bad you were hurting on the inside, but the Lord said, you have to pass your in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord, woman of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That was, Lord, when you was going to be a new thing. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the living God. A new thing. Get that soul. Yes, on the inside of you, a new thing he's getting ready to do on the inside of you, woman of God. He's getting ready to do, he's getting ready to do a new thing, a new thing, a new thing, a new thing. On the, and now there's a turning going on in your belly. There's a new thing that's forming on the inside of you. There's some God is getting ready to inside of you. Your days of crying and weeping and wailing that is sent. A power, and it's going to be a new thing, he says, on the inside. Yes, Jesus. Receive it, woman of God. It's there. Receive it.
Receive it.
Oh, it's upon you today, this day, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Elevation. I don't know what church you're at, but the elevation is coming.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. It's been real strange. It's been some strange, hard stuff, prophet. But I've held on. In spite of it all, I've held on.
And the Lord says a new commission coming. A new commission coming. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
The old
Thank
season
you.
Has been, the old position has been decommissioned. A new season, a new position is being released over you. A new
Thank
position.
You,
that means there's another coming. There's another garment that's getting ready to be placed. Another release from God. Another level
Thank
of anointing. You're getting ready to walk into a whole different place than God. You've never been. A strange place, an unusual place. Mm-hmm. Ah, yes, God. I don't know why the year, I don't know why 5 years ago is ringing in my ear. It's something related to a warfare or an encounter you had and gave you a little fear. But the Lord said that was 5 years ago in reference to ministry for your life is so in this season.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
What 5 years ago mean to you? 5 years ago in ministry, whatever he showed you 5 years ago.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Am I talking? You keep breaking up.
I say, am I talking to you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. So, no,
he gave me a promise.
Yes, Lord.
He gave me a promise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Now it's just for the fulfillment of that word in Jesus' name. You're in that season now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Be blessed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Is there anybody else? Anybody else? Press star
yes.
6. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Press star 6 again, caller. Press star 6 again. To come to the flat spot. There you are.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Mary Davis. I'm a mother, boy, and sister. And I want you to pray for me, my husband. And my family.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I mean,
how's your
husband? Ma'am?
How's your husband's health?
Not very good. He's had congested heart failure and a stroke.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Father, we pray now for the woman of God's family, her household.
Yes,
we pray for her husband. Lord, I know what congestive heart failure can do to a family. I know what it can do to a loved one. God, I have lived it 8 years. And so now, God, I pray now that this woman of God does not have to live this, but God, that you would heal. You would give a miracle even in the name of Jesus. God, that you reverse every symptom of post-stroke. That you reverse every symptom, oh God, even now, yes, Lord, roll back even now blockages out of the heart, out of those veins, out of those arteries, and open up the flow even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal him, God, that they look like he never been touched by sickness ever in his life. Stop calling the creator a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know that you can do. What you can do, Father, I believe you by faith. Lord, that you can cause a great miracle in her household, in her family, even now, her body, God, strengthen her body, God, move in her household, move in her family, even now, in the name of Jesus, send a wind of your Holy Ghost in her atmosphere right now, in the name of Jesus, and let it go. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank God.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I thank you. Yes, Jesus, I thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Shonda,
Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank
of the Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Is there anybody else on tonight? Is there anybody else tonight?
Yes, this is Elder Felicia Mason. I came on last night and asked for strength, proper strength.
Yes, ma'am. You came on last night and asked for prayer for strength. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's what your prayer request is tonight, or?
Yes.
Woman, yes, I want to hear it. You hear me?
Sir.
I want to encourage your spirit. You hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, hold on. Can you hear me now?
I can.
So I want to encourage your spirit. I see the enemy trying to hold defeat over your head. But the Lord said, tell you, you're not a defeated foe at all. You're not a defeated foe. You're not a defeated foe. You understand me?
Yeah, hold on. Yes, sir.
But the strength of the Lord is your portion. The strength of the Lord is your portion. Be encouraged, woman of God. Sometimes stuff shifts left or right on us, but you got to be encouraged. Maintain your focus. Maintain your focus. I don't care what happened. Maintain your focus. You understand me? People depend on us to stay in position. We can't be shifted to the north or south or west. But we got to stay in position because the people require us to be. God requires. There's a demand for us to be there. We can't leave no vacuum in the spirit. You understand me? Can't leave no vacuum in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And so, God, I pray tonight endurance over her soul. Even not in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for strength. I pray, God, encouragement over her life right now, God. Give her direction. Give even in this season, Master, direct every path, direct every movement, every which way she desires to go and need to go in your will, God. You show her the blueprint in the name of Jesus, and it is so, and so shall it be now in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God.
Thank you, God. Thank
Don't
you,
stay
God.
In that place.
My
Don't
Lord,
stay there.
Jesus.
You understand me? Don't stay.
Hey, God.
Don't stay there. Mm-mm. Don't you stay in that place. You got to come up out of there. Don't walk. Don't you wallow in that another day. Come up out of there and walk straight ahead. Come on up out of there and walk straight ahead. Your strength is made perfect in my weakness, is what the word says.
Oh, Jesus.
You got to hold your head up, woman of God. and push on. And push on. And push on. There's more with you than there are against you.
My Lord.
Amen.
There's
more with you.
Jesus.
It's praying for you. More interceding than there are against you.
Jesus.
Amen. Sometimes we have to make decisions based upon the Spirit of God, Holy Ghost. Amen. But you be encouraged, woman of God. Talk to Evangelist Bradley sometimes.
Yes, sir.
Talk to
her. Yes, sir.
She'll build you up.
Yes.
She'll build
yes.
you up. If you speak to me, you know how to. She know how to reach me. But talk to the woman of God. She'll build you up. She'll build you up. Amen.
Amen.
You be encouraged. Don't you stay there. Don't stay there.
Jesus.
It's people looking for you. It's souls attached. People watching you.
Hey,
there's
God.
A world.
Jesus. Oh, God. Head it up on shit. Hey, God.
And you can't shut your mouth. I know the devil wants you to shut
oh,
up.
God.
I know the enemy wants you to get quiet.
My Lord, Jesus.
But the Bible said they wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Some things you have to wait and do in the right time.
My Lord.
Because I would have to be in the right time. Because then the enemy comes in to take from us, see us as a
My
money
Lord.
Grab because we're first in things. I ain't going to get in your business. But the enemy
Jesus.
Will use people, will to use us as a tithe and all. Okay, woman, God bless you. I'm going to stop right there. But
oh, Lord.
Just get with
Jesus.
Amen. Get with a woman of God. Now you know
Amen.
For yourself. What not to do the next time.
My Lord Jesus. Who is making me talking to
him? God bless you. Praise the woman of God. Amen. Would there be another night? Star 6 and come over to the platform and there be another one. It be another one tonight. Come on over to the platform. Press star 6. Star 6 on tonight. There'll be one more. Any more. Anybody? Amen. Evangelist Bradley, is there anybody on the platform?
No one is on the platform.
Amen.
Mm-mm.
Father, we thank you even now for what you've done on tonight. Cover these people under your blood, oh God, those that have been prayed for. Seal them in your power and your authority. Holy Ghost, bless, move, and power, God, and steal them for anointing now. Jesus, move. Create a miracle now and over the lives of them. God, we bind backlash and retaliation now in the name of God, deliver your people. These are your people. Deliver them. In Jesus' name. Into the hands of the tonight. Love you, Pinion. Thank God for you on tonight, and thank you for having me.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight, Prophet. God bless you tonight. I tell you, we've just had revival these 3 days, and we are so grateful for all that the Lord has done, how he has come and just spoken directly into our various situations, right directly into our spirit on tonight. And we give God thanks. We give God praise. Thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us here on the PNN, realizing you're very, very busy. But as the Lord would have it, amen, these past 3 days, amen, to come and be a blessing to the people of God. Now, people of God, listen, we did say on last night, we did say that we would like to bless the man of God, bless him for his labor. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Bless him for coming to be with us. Amen. As we've heard earlier, his hands are in so many things, but we thank God again for him taking the time. We want to cash app him on tonight. Glory be to God. If you have cash app or the various ways, if you don't have cash app, glory be to God. We want to give you the various ways that you can be a blessing to the man of God on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And while you're preparing for that, amen, this is not anything that He's requiring we to be a blessing to him. Amen. And while you're doing that, while you're preparing yourself on tonight, people of God, to be a blessing, listen, we just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, we have several things that are coming up here on the PNN, and we give God thanks and praise for it. Thank you. Thank you, first and foremost, for being with us these past 3 years. We thank God for you, those that are dialing in. Glory be to God. Those that are listening in by Facebook, or those that are listening in by radio, we give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. We just want to remind you that we did move the date for the appreciation celebration. It's not going to be this weekend, and we've been repeating it every night, wanting to make sure that it gets into the hearing of everybody, letting you know that we've extended the time, and the appreciation celebration will be July the 8th. July the 8th, same location, same time. Amen? Same location, same time. And we want to let you know, people of God, that you don't want to miss this celebration appreciation. And our speaker will be, amen, drum roll, none other than the man of God on tonight, the prophet Virgil Postel. Amen. We've heard him minister, amen, on the line with us. Amen. Have we not been blessed every time he comes, whether it's 3 nights, 5 nights, amen, glory to God, however the Lord will say. But people of God, we're having the opportunity to come and be with him in person at the appreciation celebration. You don't want to miss this, people of God. You don't want to miss what God is about to do. Now, we are asking, because we realize that the reach of this PNN via radio, via Facebook, amen, there's so many people that are being reached. We're asking for you to please, ma'am, please, sir, RSVP, let us know. Let us know you're coming. Let us know how many are coming, so that we can provide ample space for everybody. We want you to be comfortable, so that if indeed we need to move to another location, this will give us an opportunity to do that. So if you're coming, please, ma'am, please, sir, let us know that you are coming. Let us know. Listen, you cannot wait to the last minute. Amen. These type events, these type situations, these type platforms, we need time. So the sooner you let us know, the better. The sooner you let us know, the better. Again, you can reach out to us. You can go out to the Eventbrite. We did create an Eventbrite. You can go out to the Prayer News Network page. There you can click on the Eventbrite and put in how many are coming. If you are registering for 3 people, go ahead and put those 3 people's names in. We are not charging for the event, but we will be asking for a donation so that you can help us offset some of the expenses. Listen, it's no doubt God is going to move in a mighty way. It's already preordained. But we want you to be blessed, people of God. And after you've been blessed, amen, Jesus, we would like for you to help us to continue this work, to continue this outreach ministry. Listen, if you're not going out to the Eventbrite, text us, let us know. The first number you can text is 912-257-3918. 912-257-3918. Also, you can text us, people of God, at 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Text us, please, ma'am, please, sir. Again, amen, Jesus. We know that typically we are people that wait to the last minute, but people of God, help us out, please. Please help us out. Again, if we need to move the event to a larger facility, if you let us know, we can be able to accommodate you. Amen. So help us out. Amen. We want to be blessed. We want to give ample room, ample space to do everything we need to do because, listen, it's going to be heaven on earth. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my bones. I feel it in my sanctified soul. Again, that's July the 8th. Amen. July the 8th at the Crown Plaza there in Peachtree City. Keep your ear tuned this way. In the event we do have to move, listen, people of God, we are fluid. Amen. So we need to go of what God is ordaining for us at that time. Amen. Glory be to God. So, again, that's July the 8th. Do not forget that, okay? God bless you tonight. Now, listen, we also want to be, again, we want to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to the man of God on tonight. Listen, if you have Cash App, you can certainly be a blessing to him. He has certainly poured out his soul over these past three nights. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. The ministry of Jesus Christ that is within him. So listen, if you would like to be a blessing to the man of God, his Cash App is $IAmDrHostel. I am Dr. Dr. Postell. Again, if you would like to be a blessing to the man of God, that is $ I am Dr. Dr. Postell, Postell. Amen. People of God, listen, go ahead, be a blessing. Be a blessing to the man of God. We have some things that are coming up here on the PNN. We want you to stay tuned. We want you to stay connected, amen, for the next levels, not just next level, but for the next levels that God is taking this prayer news network, amen. You know, it has been spoken. It has already been declared, people of God, and so it is, amen. We want to hang in there. We want to see. We want to be a part of what God is doing here in this outreach ministry. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for this word on tonight. Listen, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, you can. You already know those numbers that we gave you to RSVP. Text those numbers, either one of those numbers, and we will get you a copy of the broadcast. Amen. We'll get you a copy. We will get a copy to you. The Lord has spoken expressly. And for even so, those that the word of the Lord has come to you, listen, be sure to get your copy so that you can replay it. It can be refreshed. It can be fresh in your spirit. Amen. Those of you, glory to God, that didn't come to the platform, but the Lord was ministering to your spirit during the time that the man of God was ministering, we want you to be sure to get a copy so you can keep it fresh in your spirit, giving God thanks, giving God praise for all that he has done and that he's doing in the earth and in your life. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. As the man of God said, you may laugh now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You may do it. Glory be to God, but there's a ladder coming, amen. Glory be to God, there's a ladder coming, glory be to God, hallelujah. And we give God thanks and we give God praise for this word, amen, so beautifully laid out by the man of God. And I know, amen, that you could relate. There's so many areas, whether it's past, present, or whether you're going through it right now, so many areas that the man of God have touched that ministered to our lives. So we thank God, amen, because there's a ladder in. Amen, Jesus, God's going to turn that thing around. He's turning it already. Listen, it's already turned around, amen, so we can rejoice. We can rejoice already, glory to God, because it's already done, amen. Glory to God. Get a copy of the broadcast. Get a copy of this broadcast. Listen at it again and let the Lord minister. Amen. Go deeper into your spirit and into your soul. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Again, we thank God for you. Thank God for you on tonight. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you on tonight, man of God. God bless you tonight. We give God praise, glory, and honor for you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We're going to ask, amen, our advisor, Minister Booker, amen, if she would, glory be to God, come to the platform on tonight to bless you, to cover you on tonight. Again, people of God, do not forget. Do not forget to sow into the man of God's life on tonight. Sow into the ministry. Sow into the ministry and go ahead and make your plans. Come and be a part of the anniversary celebration. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Booker. Amen. Jesus, God bless you tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. You have the platform. You have the platform.
God bless you. God bless you, man. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless each and every one of you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come first to tell you thank you for your word. Thank you for your manservant. Thank you, Father God, for how you loved us so much. That, Lord God, you sent your word to deliver us and to set us free. We thank you for the messenger, God. We thank you, Lord, for a right now word that you place in his mouth, Lord, to deliver unto your people that we can be set free and walk in the freedom. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to continue to bless him, continue to walk with him, continue to speak to him, continue to lead and guide and direct him, Father. In the path you will have him to go, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we ask you on this night, meet every need, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we come because the scripture declares that if we come, you will in no wise cast us out. And we thank you for that, Lord. We lift him up. We lift him up to you, God. We bring him to you. We bring him to you that you, Father, cause him, God, to reap where he have not sown. In the name of Jesus. And wherever his feet tread, God, we know it blessed. And whatever his hand touches, Father, we know it already blessed according to your word. According to your word, Father. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, cause your face to continue to shine upon him. Him and his family, Father. Heal where healing needs to be. In the name of Jesus, restore God in family where, in the body of Christ as a whole, where restoration needs to be, Father. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, send your healing virtue, Father, to the uncle. In the name of Jesus, oh, be with your people. Be with him, Father. Be with him. Strengthen him, God. Uplift him. Encourage him, God. In the name of Jesus, for this is your manservant. This is your manservant, Father. In the name of Jesus. And we already know, God, no weapons formed against him going to prosper. Father, in the name of Jesus, for this your word say so. And this what we hold fast to what your words say, God. Because we know it cannot return unto you void, Father. We know, God, that it must perform. It must prosper where you sent it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to cover him now. Cover him, hide him, shield him, protect him from the very will of the enemy. And Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from all four corners of the earth now, from all four corners, in the name of Jesus, we already know that you have a hedge surrounding the body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your sustaining power. We thank you for your keeping power. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, let your anointing rest upon him afresh daily in your son Jesus' name. We thank you now for all things
continue to bless the work of his hand and the ministry, Father, that you laid charge to him. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. God calls every finance that he have need of be loose from the north, east, south, and west in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory now. We give you honor, and we give you praise for all things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. We love you. God bless you. God bless you, man of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Booker. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you on tonight. And man of God, we will release the platform back to you on tonight again on behalf of PNN, its advisors, and all of the listeners all over the world. We just want to give God thanks and praise to you on tonight for availing yourself in the service of the Lord, and just want to again say to the people of God, be a blessing. Be a blessing into the man of God on tonight. God bless you, Prophet. We release the platform back to you. We love you in Jesus' name. You have the platform.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Thank God for you, Minister Bradley. Thank God for my PNN family. Thank God for all the daughters that came with me on tonight. Bless the Lord for everyone. Thank God for what he's doing on this line and this ministry. It's always a blessing and an honor to be with you all. And I just thank God for everyone in their respectful places. And I pray that this word that God has released over these last 3 days have been a blessing to all of you and transformative to your life. Amen. We want to pray on tonight and bless the line and release you in the name of Jesus. We pray now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will cover this line, this ministry, oh God. Strengthen the work, oh God. And God, oh, we pray right now for the laborers, Father. Cover the PNN network and its advisors, Father. Cover those that are listening in, that God, that you will move for their lives, oh God, tonight. We pray, God, that you will continue to keep this line open. Continue to send the souls in the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Bind the will of the enemy, God, and bring his works on tonight. Bring his works tonight to know, even now in the name of Jesus, Father. We pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that we shall live and not die because we want to live. We say we shall live. We desire to live. And life is our portion in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Love you all, and God bless.
Amen. Amen. We love you too, man of God. Again, we thank God for you. We just can't say that enough. Amen, Jesus. We look to see you with us again at the next appointed time. And people of God, don't forget, the man of God will be with us at the anniversary celebration. Amen. Spread the word. Let them know. Come and be with us. Amen. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. We again appreciate you for your time, your attention, your attentiveness to all that the Lord has said unto us. God bless you in Jesus' name.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.